A reading from the book of the prophet Jeremiah. Thus says the Lord, sing aloud with gladness for Jacob, and raise shouts for the chief of the nations. Proclaim, give praise, and say, save, O Lord, your people, the remnant of Israel. See, I am going to bring them from the land of the north and gather them from the farthest parts of the earth, among them those who are blind and those who are lame, those with child and those in labor, together, a great company, they shall return here. With weeping they shall come, and with consolations I will lead them back. I will let them walk by brooks of water, in a straight path in which they shall not stumble. For I have become a father to Israel, and Ephraim is my firstborn. The word of the Lord.
Reading from the letter to the Hebrews. Every high priest chosen from among mortals is put in charge of things pertaining to God on their behalf. to offer gifts and sacrifices for sins. He is able to deal gently with the ignorant and wayward, since he himself is subject to weakness. And because of this, he must offer sacrifice for his own sins, as well as for those of the people. And one does not presume to take this honor, but takes it only when called by God, just as Aaron was. So also Christ did not glorify himself in becoming a high priest, but was appointed by the one who said to him, "You are my son. Today I have begotten you." As he says also in another place, "You are a priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek." The word of the Lord.
As Jesus was leaving the city of Jericho with his disciples and a large crowd of people, there was a blind beggar named Bartimaeus who sat by the side of the road. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth passing by, he cried out loudly, "Son of David, have pity on me." The people scolded him and told him, "Be quiet." And yet he cried all the louder, "Son of David, have pity on me." Jesus said, "Bring him to me." And they said to him, "Take courage, stand up, he's calling for you." And so he threw off his cloak and he jumped up and he came to Jesus. And Jesus said to him, "What do you want me to do for you?" He said, "My master, I want to see again." Jesus said, "Your faith has saved you." Immediately the man's sight was restored, and he followed Jesus up the road. The Gospel of the Lord. Today we celebrate the sacrament of the anointing of the sick. It is in this sacrament that you and I come together and pray for God's healing and God's gift to those who are ill. We believe that in the anointing, God is truly present. Just as we believe that when we receive the gift of the Eucharist, we receive the real presence of Jesus Christ, body, blood, soul, and divinity. So we believe that in the prayer and in the anointing, we receive the presence of the Holy Spirit. It is called the virtual presence of God, the presence of the power of God. Those who are of advanced age are certainly people who could well be anointed. Those who suffer from severe physical illness are people who could be anointed. And illness not only touches adults, sometimes serious illness touches children as well. Those who suffer from diseases of the spirit, such as addictions, are people who might well be anointed. Or those who suffer from chronic depressions, deep, dark illness in itself, are people who might well be anointed. And what we pray for is we pray for the healing that God brings, the healing of body, but also the healing of spirit. When people are seriously sick, their world shrinks very often. Their own illness becomes so much a center that the world becomes very small. And when the world becomes small, life becomes very thin. And sometimes that reality is as much a burden as the illness itself. And so what we pray is not only for the healing of the illness, but for the lifting of the spirit of darkness that could well touch a person who is ill, so that that person might see once again the goodness of God and the greatness of life, and might once again be drawn into a fuller participation in life. So as I invite people to be anointed to come forward, I would ask that you hold out your hands so that I might anoint you on the forehead and the palms of your hands. And I would also ask that all of us, as this anointing goes on, remember and hold up these members of the congregation in your prayer and in your care, asking God's healing and God's blessing. Let us pray. God of all consolation, you chose and sent your Son to heal the world. Graciously listen to our prayer of faith. Send the power of your Holy Spirit, the Consoler, into this precious oil, this soothing ointment, this rich gift, this fruit of the earth. Bless this oil and sanctify it for our use. Make this oil a remedy for all who are anointed with it. Heal them in body and soul and in spirit, and deliver them from every affliction. We ask this in the name of Jesus, who lives with you in the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. Those who are to be anointed, I invite you to come forward. Margaret, through this holy anointing, may the Lord in his love and his mercy help you by the grace of the Holy Spirit. And may the Lord who frees you save you and raise you up. Mike, through this holy anointing, may the Lord in his love and his mercy help you by the grace of the Holy Spirit. And may the Lord who frees you save you and raise you up. Thank you. Daniel, through this holy anointing, may the Lord in his love and his mercy help you by the grace of the Holy Spirit. And may the Lord who frees you save you and raise you up. Michelle, through this holy anointing, may the Lord in his love and his mercy help you by the grace of the Holy Spirit. Through this holy anointing, may the Lord in his love and his mercy help you by the grace of the Holy Spirit. May the Lord who frees you save you and raise you up. Ed, through this holy anointing, may the Lord in his love and his mercy help you by the grace of the Holy Spirit. And may the Lord who frees you save you and raise you up.